A former member of the NDC, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, has confirmed that he's throwing his weight behind the NPP to win the 2012 elections because the Atamills-led government of the NDC is not effective. He told Radio Ghana that all he wants is the development of the country, no matter the ideology. Sekou spoke with George Ankrah.
I want to represent the interests of Ghana and think beyond party colors affiliation. And that goes for all of us as Ghanaians. I think our first interest should be for Ghana and what is best for Ghana at every particular moment. Yes, we don't all belong to the same school of thinking or thought. We don't to the same ideology or parties and so on. And that's why we have a multi-party system of democracy. But at some point, we have to be realistic with the situation as it is. And the situation as it is now is that do we give an NDC government a second chance or do we make a choice of changing them? The point here is that NDC had been in power for many years, and I will include the PNDC era, and I also include the first NDC era under constitutional rule, that's the NDC between 1992 and 2000. So it's not a party that has no experience of being in office or in power. It's a party that should have the experience of being in government and should have quality men and women, experienced men and women who can handle the affairs of government. It's a party too that should not be fumbling with its ideology. It's a party that should have a clear vision of where it is and where it wants to go. But that is not what we are seeing. We are seeing a very weak leadership under Professor Knowles, and we are not seeing a very good performance of the NDC in government. Some of us, when I was with the NDC, I think a week or so ago, had called for a change of leadership. But that, as we all know, did not happen. And the party endorsed, that is if we agree that the delegates at the Senate Congress endorsed, overwhelmingly endorsed Professor Knowles. Some of us who wanted a change were not going to have that change. And it meant that whatever performance the NDC is doing now, it will be continued after 2012, that's if it gets the nod. And for some of us, I don't think that should be the situation. I don't think as Ghanaians, we should be happy that if somebody had the mandate of the people to perform and turn things around, and I think that's why there were so many promises and there was a lot of hope in 2009 when the NDC took office. A lot of things did not happen as they were expected. We have to look for other options. And the only realistic option for a change of government is the NPP.
Are you saying that you are having a change of ideology immediately because you have resigned from the NDC?
The other options, the parties in opposition, apart from the NPP, are the CDP and the PNC. And they don't have the capacity to win elections in Ghana today or tomorrow. It will take a long time for them to build a power base. So in Ghana, the real situation or picture is that we have an option between NDC and NPP. They are the only two parties that have the capacity to win elections in Ghana today as we speak.
Sekou, observers are saying that you are getting frustrated.
Forget about Sekou's frustration or Sekou's personal agenda. We are talking about what is good for Ghana as we speak. Which party as we speak today, under whose leader can Ghana be transformed to a better society? Opportunities for all of us. Yes, the question of ideology of race, yes. So in the NDC, I think it's supposed to represent the left of Ghanaian politics, although that there are a lot of question marks whether their policies really reflect on that. But even if they don't, they have taken over that constituency. The NPP represents the right of Ghanaian politics. That's a different philosophy and ideology that I do not share.
The last time I interviewed you, Sekou, you told me that you would have wished that the PNC and the remnants of the CPP should join the NDC.
Yes, but they are not listening to that. It's falling on deaf ears. I'm talking about reality. As we speak, nobody's interested in that bigger platform where the NDC, PDP, PNC come together, because that was one way, in my thinking, that could transform present crisis in the NDC. But they are not listening to that. It's falling on deaf ears. So I'm saying, as we speak now, the only other option is the NPP that can provide a better leadership for this country.
Do you think that your father would forgive you in the change of the philosophy you are craving for?
The woman left this earth in 1970. Nkrumah left behind his ideology, his writing, to inspire other people who want to follow his ideas. But I'm saying I'm being practical and pragmatic. And I believe Nkrumah, before he passed away, in his politics and so on, he proved to be that he was a pragmatic person. And I'm saying that being pragmatic today in Ghana means that we need to change this incompetent Professor Mills-led NDC.
Dr. Sekou Nkrumah is a former member of the NDC.